This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2013 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with the most gracious man I know, and that's Cosby Stone of Trade A Plane, who's been doing this show for a number of years. What kind of changes have you seen, and what's been the interest of Trade A Plane in being here, Cosby?
Well, this is a fabulous event, and it's really a privilege for me each year to get to travel across the Atlantic and participate in Aero. And we've been involved in the show with the show since the late 80s. Started with Carolyn Flick, our former publisher, my sister, traveling over here. At the time, the show was in a different facility here in Friedrichshafen, and they had seven older trade show halls. And despite the fact that the old facility was not attached to an airport and that there was no flight line, it was still a thriving event, even in the 80s and the 90s. But several years ago, the city of Friedrichshafen, the local authorities, decided to invest in a new facility. And since the Aero show was one of their most successful events, they decided to locate the new Messe, the trade show facility, near the Friedrichshafen airport, essentially adjacent to the airport. And that was just an incredibly positive tactical move for this event, because at that time, about 10 years ago, they were able to have a flight line, and it created a much more natural venue for a major aviation event. And the other thing they did was that they incorporated some of the history of the area into the design of this facility, and it is really, I think, the most gloriously beautiful trade show facility that I've ever been in. And the trade show halls feature these incredibly wonderfully engineered wooden trusses in arches that echo, reflect the design of the Graf Zeppelin's Zeppelin hangars. And since the Zeppelin was developed right here in this area, I stay in a hotel where the Graf Zeppelin used to come and have a drink now and then. So there's a lot of aviation history here, including Claude Dornier. This facility, because of the unique design, references to the history of the area, I think it just makes it one of the most enjoyable and effective venues for an aviation event in the world.
Does it have an air show? It did at one time, and you've been through that period. Does it need an air show? How do you look at that?
From our perspective, we're interested in the pilot population. I think the air show added a little flair and a little excitement to the event. It'd be great if they could bring it back. But in terms of attracting the right kind of population for our purposes, the event is fine just the way it is.
What's the market business connection for Trade A Plane here in Europe?
Well, we've always had a global vision for Trade A Plane. It's been circulated in over 200 countries through the year, currently over 100 countries in print. Our online audience encompasses virtually every country in the world. And so we view ourselves as a global marketplace for general aviation. And this is the premier general aviation event in Europe, and we need to be here. And so it's been an excellent event for us.
What do you see in the market now? We've been in a down market since 2008 from Trader Plains view. What are you sensing out there?
In the most immediate sense, I think things have improved a little bit. I think the end of 2012 was very weak, the second half of the year. The uncertainty around the election in the U.S., the issues here in Europe regarding the southern countries, Spain, Italy, Greece, and, of course, in Cyprus in the news recently. A lot of uncertainty out there, a lot of economic weakness. Whether you like the outcome of the election or not in the U.S., the removal of the uncertainty, I think, has been good. It has people were just not making decisions. And the compromise on the tax law that took place at the end of the year in the U.S., I think that provided more certainty for people who are making a business-oriented aviation investment. So, the removal of the uncertainty over the election and the tax law, seems to me that things have picked up a little bit in the first quarter of 2013, particularly in North America. And so I'm hoping we can establish some growth and sustain it going forward. It's been a rough ride since 2008.
That's for sure. Thanks for the comments, Cosby.
Oh, you're most welcome. Good to see you, Paul.
It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2013. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.